Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, who are the 10 lost tribes people often talk or argue about?
Basically, these are descendants of Abraham's grandson, who God named Israel. Israel had 12 kids, and some of them became lost in history, supposedly. Now, one reason we want to talk about this today is Israel 365 News posted that in recent decades, there have been Jews coming to the land of Israel. They think this fulfills ancient prophecies. And various ones who've come are straightforward. They continue to have Jewish practices. But he says that the article says there are those who claim descent from the 10 lost tribes. These are people who think they descended from the 10 northern tribes of Israel, which were exiled by Assyria in 722 BCE and ended up being assimilated among the nations. So biblical prophecies repeatedly assure the restoration of these scattered remnants and their reunion with Judah, end quote.
So the 10 lost tribes controversy actually stems from an event that happened some 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, basically. Okay. It went beyond that, though, to some degree. Now, the article talks about that, you know, people look at genetics, and sometimes that seems to point to it. Sometimes it doesn't. But they say that doesn't matter. The key to whether or not one is a Jew is whether or not they do what the Bible says. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 31 through 10. And if they don't do this, that's scientific proof that it doesn't matter what they claim to be. It's the transformative act of being a Jew expressed through the complete alignment with the Sinai covenant, end quote.
What is he trying to say?
That to determine to be a Jew isn't whether you were physically one, but if you practice the religion.
Okay.
And to be a Jew spiritually is not a matter of descent. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 2, verse 28, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor circumcision outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, in circumcision of the heart, in the spirit, not of the letter. But there's another determination of the identity of the lost tribes of Israel, and that's a matter of physical descent. The Bible points to promises that were made to each of the sons of Israel in Genesis chapter 48 and 49. And while humans can argue about who's a Jew and who's not a Jew, God knows. Now, we have a free online book called the Lost Tribes and Prophecies. And it's a free book at ccog.org. And in it, I'm going to read from it, says God knows whose people are. It says some have pointed various scriptures about them being scattered, proof that identity of these tribes is not possible. That God says he's going to gather the nations. And in Ezekiel 34, book quotes this, says, so thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search out for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out the flock on the day he's among his scattered sheep, so I'll seek my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a dark and cloudy day. So as God will know where they are. It doesn't matter what human beings say. Now, also in the book, I quote something called Second Esdras. This is a apocryphal Hebrew writing about 2,000 years ago. And it says that the 10 tribes were scattered away. Then they went even further from where Assyria led them captive. And in the Middle Ages, a rabbi mentioned that they found them in places, by the way, such as Crimea. And furthermore, they also sound some of these tribe people in some of the Arabic lands. Now, regarding some in Arabia, a guy by the name of Benjamin of Tudela wrote, these tribesmen are of the tribe of Reuben and Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh, end quote. So those are some things, again, our free online book, ebook. Anyway, the tribes went to faraway lands, as far as certain historical accounts support. And most of their descendants did leave Persia and Arabia. That's how they got to Crimea and further away.
But doesn't the Bible say the northern tribes went back to the tribes of Judah and Levi because of the holy days?
Some have said that, and occasionally some did. But the fact is, most did not. And that's widely known by Jewish scholars. In 1918, Joseph Hermann Hertz, who was the chief rabbi of the United Hebrew Congregations of the British Empire, wrote, "The people known as Jews are descendants of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, and a certain number of the tribe of Levi. As far as we know, there's no further admixture of any of the tribes. The 10 tribes have been absorbed among the nations of the world." End quote. So, look, the Bible prophesied that the tribes would end up in many nations. The reality is that the bulk of those who descended from the lost tribes went away, but did not return to Judea, which is where the modern state of Israel is.
Well, isn't DNA testing able to identify the location of the lost tribes?
Not currently. Now, some say lack of DNA evidence disproves Israelite connections to many lands like in Europe. However, and I'm going to quote a scientific source here, when dealing with European population paleogenetics, no one can evade the question of the limitations that are intrinsic to the field of DNA. The people of Europe by modern humans is a widely debated topic in the field of modern and ancient genomics. And scientific reality is there's a limit to the usefulness of DNA. There's dominant and recessive genes, mutations, interbreeding, and other factors that affect this. And a lot of scientists know this. Of course, now the science associated with DNA is changing. And in time, there might be more specific markers or submarkers to be helpful. That said, much of the DNA in Europeans came from what's called the Fertile Crescent. And that includes the area called the Levant, which includes, let's say, Israel, Palestine, Syria, basically, parts of Iraq. And scientific research once confirmed, quote, a demic diffusion spanning the entire European continent up from the Levant with differences between Eastern Europe and the West. A demic diffusion talks about populations spreading out. Okay. And there's another report that says the DNA is the haploid group H is most frequent in Europe, and one that's common in the Near East. mtDNA lineages cluster into distinct groups. Cluster H, this cluster is most frequent in Europe and also common in the Near East. So that's consistent with what, you know, we've been saying. Now some wonder about the Jews. So here's an interesting study. It says, in recent decades, ever-increasing events and ingenuity were invested in identifying biblical Israelite genotypes. It becomes overwhelmingly clear that although the Jews maintain detectable vertical genetic continuity, there is no Jewish genotype to identify. And another study said that related to demographic history, large surveys of mtDNA variation in Europe have thus far failed to reveal any such patterns. So there is some issues going on. And look, Scientific America said genetics is a probabilistic science. There's no genes for anything in particular. When it comes to DNA, ancestry is good at determining family relations like brothers or sisters. But when it gets further and further and further, it doesn't really tell you where your ancestors came from. So since scientists realize DNA isn't as reliable as an ethnic marker, as many people believe, the reality of descent, not DNA, is consistent with assertions that we've made in the Continuing Church of God and in our book on the Lost Tribes of Israel. In 1916, a chief rabbi declared, the 10 tribes have been absorbed among the nations of the world.
What have other Jewish scholars said?
So this one's kind of funny. Even though it doesn't accept what's called Anglo-Israelism, I want to read something from the old Jewish encyclopedia of, I think, 1906. Here's what it says. Pay close attention to the wording here. The theory of Anglo-Israelism is based upon an extremely literal interpretation of the Old Testament. Oh, so they say, you only believe it if you believe what the Bible says. I mean, that's what that starts off with. and by an application of text brought together from prophecies about Israel. Right. We believe what the Bible says. There are prophecies about what's going to happen to these lost tribes. It's pointed out that while in prophecies, Israel will change his name, be numberless, dwell in islands with colonies, and be chief among the nations. Sounds like the British Empire, the United States, amongst other things. And the isles that they were banished to were to the north and the west of Palestine, like the British Isles. And it's further prophesied that the isles would become, that Israel would become a nation, a company of nations. I mentioned the British Commonwealth. And it might surround the nations and be above all. The Anglo-Israelites triumphantly asked, what nation other than England corresponds with these prophetic signs? Well, of course, the United States. In further confirmations, pointed out that one of the tribes of Manasseh, the tribes of Manasseh, was to become an independent nation. The United States obviously represents Manasseh. Both Ephraim and Manasseh, the people pushed together the countries to which they spread. Again, I'm reading from Jewish Encyclopedia, who does not believe in this. This is what they admit. And by the way, if any of you ever use AI, they're going to tell you, consensus of scholars, this is nonsense. Well, I don't care about the consensus scholars. The facts of reality is God made promises, and they're, if you believe the Bible, are going to happen. Anyway, getting back to the Jewish Encyclopedia, it says, the promise that Israel shall possess the gates of its enemies is taken to be fulfilled in possession by England of Gibraltar, Malta, Aden, and Singapore. Finally, it was prophesied that Israel should bear another name and speak another tongue in the book of Isaiah. All these characteristics of Israel, as distinguished from Judah, are fulfilled, is contended in England, its colonies, and the United States. End quote. So the Jewish Encyclopedia did a really good job of saying, the consensus of our scholars is this is all nonsense. But only if you believe the Bible, only if you believe its prophecies, and only if you look at reality. Okay? Because what other, would God had Israel make promises to his descendants, which are recorded in the 48th and 49th chapter of the Bible, of Genesis in the Bible. Those were not fulfilled by ancient Israel. And people know that. And so if you actually believe the Bible, say, well, got to be fulfilled somewhere. Two of the tribes are Ephraim and Manasseh, which Ephraim represents the British descended nations, and Manasseh, the United States. So those of us who believe biblical prophecies will literally come to pass, obviously we accept a proper understanding of Anglo-Israelism. But again, we agree with Israel 365 when it says the Jew is not one who just might happen to have it ethnically, but one who's practicing. And the same thing is for a Christian. Just because someone claims to be a Christian doesn't mean that they are one. Mm-hmm. But as far as the location of the lost tribes, we think we know where they are. They're all identified in this particular book, by the way, free book on ccg.org. And the reality is respected Jewish scholars basically admitted that we're right about this stuff. Hopefully those of you listening will believe the Bible is the inspired word of God and the prophecies are going to come to pass. And again, more about this can be found in our free book, Lost Tribes and Prophecies, What Will Happen to Australia, British Isles, Canada, Europe, New Zealand, and the United States of America.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.